You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, Chet.
Furious Artists with Francis and Liam.
Poet Liam Jacobson will soon be releasing his debut collection of poetry titled Neither. This showcases the foggy atmospheres Liam has experienced in Tāmaki Makaurau and Aotearoa as a whole, consisting of work from the last 66 years of his practice. There will be a little book launch over at Basement Theatre on the 14th of September, featuring readings from Liam as well as Ria Masai Jai Selkirk, and a solo set from Bad for Education. I had a chat with Liam about the book, what went into it, and its upcoming launch.
My name's Liam Jacobson. I'm from Kaisahu, but I was raised in Manurewa. I do lots of different types of writing things, but mostly poetry, and also have a drawing practice too. So
we're here to chat about the release of your debut poetry book called Neither. What can you tell us about this without giving too much away?
It's like a bunch of poems that I've written over the last few years, so some like pre-COVID, some post it. I think the most recent poem in it is this year, and the oldest is probably about 6 years ago. It's just a bunch of all these poems that I've kind of written through that time, and it's very like blurry kind of dreamscapes and little private myths. Yeah, just lots of little intimate thinkings and rememberings and musings on different things.
Was there anything in particular that you were kind of trying to go for with this collection in terms of like an atmosphere with the pieces of poetry that you chose to put in this book?
Not particularly. I think it was kind of like, it's pretty interesting what's been revealed by themselves though. Like what, like some of those conversations, like I guess like the poems themselves ended up having these kinds of conversations and bringing about this like new feeling that I couldn't necessarily have gone for myself. But I think that's a pretty like shadowy, foggy, dreamscape, I guess. It's kind of ended up like a little bit of an index or like a chronicling of some time that I've spent, you know, late night in the city or that kind of, those kinds of spaces.
Yeah, I mean, sort of in that sense, was it inspired by any particular places or experiences?
Definitely Tāmaki. Definitely just like the mumblings and ramblings and wanderings around here. I think it's pretty hard not to be inspired by all that when you're amongst the gutters of it.
And I mean, before this, have you kind of been doing poetry as your primary practice in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Yeah. So I've been probably reading for about 8 or 9 years, just in various spaces. Various little pockets of the community and of the world, like doing art writing for a bunch of different art galleries, but also just for friends and, you know, those like first Thursday markets and basically just whatever anyone asked me to do, I'd go stand there and ramble at them.
And what has that kind of experience been like doing those poetry readings? Have they, I guess, influenced the way that they're written out in print at all?
I've definitely like written to rhythms of speech, but I think also there's a lot of other rhythms that the page kind of reveals, you know, like I guess like rhyme or like meter or whatever, but yeah, I've definitely like written with those rhythms, and then I think in kind of record that rhythm via, you know, text. Some new things are revealed in that.
Collaborated with anyone on any of these pieces in terms of the poetry itself or just the creation of the book?
Not overtly. My partner Gabby Maffey's been like a massive help in terms of like the editing process of it, and I guess that translation of like things that they'd heard being spoken into text, so that's been massive help. And then Isla Huia had a good read through as well, and obviously Dominic Hoey and Sam Walsh, who are the publishers, have been massive help, and Gabby Lardy's in terms of like sharpening it up and making it look pretty. To be honest, in terms of the actual poetry, it's all been pretty insular, which I guess is kind of what's beautiful and also kind of daunting about this process now of like what's quite a introspective space being kind of brought into Te Ao Marama. Yeah, so I guess that's the buzz now, is like that collaboration between people now reading it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like poetry is such a, it's an art form that's like really great for many things, but bad at kind of like getting rid of the vulnerability of the writer. How are you approaching that with what is oftentimes quite honest thoughts just laid out straight on the page?
I mean, I definitely didn't put in the ones that were pretty, that were the worst. I don't know. I think that there's, I think with cheekiness and with humor, I hope, I think like, it's not like it's stuff that other people aren't experiencing. Like, I think that's the worst part is when you're just like feeling like this stuff's your own feelings. Yeah, I don't mind too much. I've been doing it long enough that like, there's enough new feelings. And I guess that's kind of, that's always like that thing that heaps of like, you know, especially like musicians and stuff talk about as well, I suppose, we're like, they're like plugging this album, but they're already like almost done the next one. So I guess there's that little bit of distance already that kind of makes it a bit easier.
And then when it comes to your opening event, that'll be taking place on the 14th of September at Tamaki's Basement Theatre. What can people expect if they want to head along for this?
It'll be me reading some poems from the book, Bad for Education, doing a solo set of some pretty music. It'll be Rio Masai doing some poems as well. And it'll be Jai Selkirk also doing some poems. So there'll be a few poets and along with William doing some music. So there'll be a bunch of us reading. There'll be all of the usual joys of Basement. And there'll be books, and maybe if you bring me a vivid, I'll doodle in your book.
And if people can't make it along to this event, where can they pick up a copy of Neither?
I guess at like all of those cool bookstores, like, you know, basically all the bookstores that aren't Paper Plus or Wickles. So, you know, the ones.
Any funky independent ones will probably have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those sorts of places. I'm also, I'll probably try to keep some in my bag. So if you see me around, you could probably ask me. On the 19th, I'm also doing Poetry Live. So I'll have some books there. So that's at Thirsty Dog.
That was Liam Jacobson, poet Liam Jacobson, chatting about his upcoming poetry book, Neither, and its upcoming launch gig on September 14th. Have you got any thoughts on that piece? We are on 5395 on the text machine. We will be back, so stay tuned. You're on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.